Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Waking Romeo, written by Catherine Barker and read by Grace Cooper-Milton and Tashinga Bepati. I'm sitting in the chapel for school assembly when Headmistress Sisko says, "And now we'll hear a special tribute from Rosaline." Crap. There's at least a few of these a year, and I systematically avoid them all. But today's is unexpected. Rosaline takes the stage, all pretty, blonde and clean. She gives an exaggerated sniff, though not until everyone's quiet so as not to waste it. Even from here, I can see that her big blue eyes have just the right amount of wet, enough to prove she's still grieving after all this time, yet not so much that it smudges her coveted mascara.
"It's been 2 years," she says softly,
then gives a dramatic pause.
"It hasn't been 2 years, you self-aggrandizing cow. It's been 1 year, 11 months, and 30 days.
If it had been 2 years, I would have wagged, because Rosaline always pulls this assembly love fest rubbish on significant milestones. The girl really does live for such stuff. I don't know how she managed to spin it the way she did, but serious props for a job well done. Nobody remembers the pesky little detail about how she dumped him and broke his heart. Hell no. In the retelling, she was his one great love, and I was just the little skank who killed him. Well, mostly killed him, if you're getting all technical. Rosaline keeps talking. It's a daisy chain of clichés ready for the choking. I tune her out. I know what she's saying because she said it all before, many times. Depending on how many tears she can muster, she might even get a standing ovation. Wouldn't that be the icing on the cake for our dear little darling? One of her friends will have been brief to help her off the stage, like she's some delicate flower ready to crumple. Her mum, Headmistress Sisko, will nod ever so solemnly, but the stink of pride will still leak through. Afterwards, a teacher will bookend it all with a call to arms about watching out for signs of mental illness amongst your peers. That last part's for me, because it turns out my story wasn't a love story after all. If I died, then it might have been, but I didn't die. Not unless you count the arm. Rosaline's building up to her, "Can't talk through the tears" bit now. She's paced herself nicely. The trick is not getting too worked up until you finish with all the sentimental crap. Over the years, she's become quite the expert, but what she's gained in precision, she's lost in spontaneity. She's formulaic. I know from experience that she'll slot in the thinly veiled jibe at me right after she's regained her composure. I guess she figures that's the perfect spot for contrast and damage. The audience will oblige her, and suddenly all eyes will be on the cause of the problem. Finding me in the mishmash of homemade uniforms isn't exactly tricky. Most of the blazers might have worn out a generation back, but people still make an effort.